Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. He and she who've been forgiven much, love much, because we've all been forgiven much, but I think those who are more aware of how they've fallen have a greater capacity to understand how deep this grace goes. And you open the book, Messy, Beautiful Love, with a story of you running around the house, getting ready for your husband's birthday, and it's so descriptive. I'm picturing you flittering around the house. Which blouse should I wear? Getting ready for his birthday. And tell us what happened when he came home earlier than you expected.
As I say in the book, my husband never comes home early unless he's bleeding from the eyes, which hasn't happened yet. So this was quite a shock to me. You know, I heard the garage door open, and I thought, oh, he's home early. It's his birthday. What's he home early for? Is he excited as I am? So he walks into the room, and his face was very serious, and he said, can I talk to you for a minute? And I said, sure, what's wrong? And I sat on the couch with him, and he just looked at me with this blank stare, and he said, are you having an affair? And I said, no, why would you even ask me that? Of course not. And he said, don't lie to me. Are you having an affair? And it was just like my house of cards came crashing down. And I was numb. And it's that feeling like when your foot falls asleep and you just can't move it. And my whole body felt that way. And I could barely open my mouth. It was stiff. And I was just in shock that someone had found out my sin. At that point, I could sense the pit of sin and shame around me. And I don't think I ever felt the weight of sin in my life as much as I did at that moment. I said to him, yes, I have had an affair. And he left the room. And so I was thinking, what do I do? Where do I go? I don't have a family. I don't have anyone I can talk to about this. You know, my parents, my sisters are all Christians. There's no one I can talk to about this. So I grabbed my keys and I left the house. And I just went and I parked into a parking lot, and I sat there and I was just crying and crying and saying, God, what do I do? And I was so overcome with my sin. I felt as if I was in a pit, and I was just looking up at the world, and there was no way that I could ever crawl out of this pit and live on the surface again. And so I got home and I started to pack up the little bit of things that I had in my suitcase, and I had nowhere to go. I had no idea what I was going to do, and my husband sat on the bed, and it was as though he was a stranger, and we had been married already for about half of my life, and just to look at him and see this man who I've laughed with and had children with and went on vacation with and talked to every day, suddenly being a complete stranger to me, he just looked across the room, and he said to me, do you want to leave? And I said, I have to leave. I don't have a choice. And he said again to me, I'm not asking you if you have to leave. Do you want to leave? And I walked over to him and I said, no, I don't want to leave, but I don't know how I can possibly stay here. And what he did in that moment and what he said to me was the turning point of my life unlike anything else. It was unlike the conversion I had gone through when I was 13 years old. It was unlike anything I had ever learned or taught in church or in home church. He said to me, we both made mistakes in our marriage. I forgive you. And right away I said to him, no, I'm not allowing you to take this sin of mine. I'm not allowing you to take this. This is my sin, and I won't allow you to take this or to bear my sin. And he said, we both made mistakes, and he started crying. And I just felt that at this moment, this is the way that woman in adultery felt. When Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more. And I understood what it was like when Jesus takes our sin, and he bears them on the cross as his own. And my husband was mirroring that in our marriage, and he was saying, I am taking your sin. And I'm forgiving you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.